Let's take this from a countrywide view, right? There is a call for a countrywide shutdown at public universities. And so this is not just happening in these little pockets at various provinces in the country, but it is a nationally coordinated campaign. That is the impression we get. Let's get the details now from the spokesperson at the South African Union of Students, Thabo Shinyange. Thabo, good afternoon, and thank you very much for joining us on Afternoon Drive. What is your intention here from a national point of view?
Firstly, let me start off by saying good afternoon to the listeners and to thank the platform afforded to us. Look, Joanne, at the heart of student issues across the country has been the immediate question of the right to learn. Now, the right to learn is compromised every day during the registration period due to a number of issues which we have highlighted to the minister. At the top of these issues is the issue of historic debt. Many students are struggling to register currently because of the high amounts of historic debt. And you find that universities are saying that in order for them to register, they must pay half the amount of the outstanding debt. And this amount can be anything from 50 to 100,000, which they have, and so they cannot continue with their studies. On top of that is the issue of the accreditation and the accommodation issue, which has left, you know, a number of students really in a destitute position, whereby the guidelines, which still have not been changed from the Department of Higher Education and Training, limit the amount of access in which students can then be able to utilize to gain accommodation in their respective surrounding areas. Instead, what has happened is that with the guidelines, you found that many students who stayed in previous buildings the year before cannot particularly access those buildings this year, or are told that they will not be receiving allowances from NASFAS because of these particular guidelines. You have an issue of also, we have centered the conversation, it's an error that we're all doing, to center the conversation around NASFAS beneficiary students who seemingly seem to be catered for in the current state of things. And we're neglecting the conversation around the missing middle, who are by and large are the ones who cannot access universities as we speak, given the amount of tuition or of debt rather, that they have accumulated over the past few days. And then the number of issues. Others are policy issues. We are fully much aware, require a policy shift. But other issues are immediate issues and that speak. We have students losing their places in universities, as is happening at the University of Johannesburg, merely because they failed to pay a registration fee by a particular date. So we're saying that if students are going to lose their places, they can stop the registration process up until the correct infrastructure is put in place, that no poor student and students coming from vulnerable backgrounds are then disenfranchising the process.
You're telling me something very interesting here, Thabo, that the NSFAS students, you're quite right, have been catered for. And a few years ago, we would have been having a conversation about those students. And sure. You rightly say this is now, the focus has moved to the missing middle. What do you think can be done from a practical point of view? Because universities are very stretched themselves. They have certain capacity constraints. They have to keep up the standards and make sure that from a research, from a teaching point of view, they are able to provide a high standard at all these public universities, which may be compromised if they don't have the money to be able to do that. What are we going to do for the missing middle in the long run?
Look, I think we are all agreeing on practical solutions here. And I think one to categorically make it clear as a union that the amount of historic debt that is sitting in the system currently is sitting at a figure just above 9 billion rand, right? Now, I want to juxtapose this with last year. Last year, there's a figure of sitting at about 10 billion rand when we issued, we had engagements with the then Minister Naledi Pandor, in which she made a commitment of about 1 billion rand towards clearing of these particular historic debts. Now, that is to us, a minister who shows a commitment that, look, we cannot solve this broader issue in the immediate sense, but we can at least take stride towards bringing that figure a bit access into institutions of higher learning. I mean, on the one hand, we're saying that we want to increase the number of young academics, the number of women academics, of black academics, and yet we're failing to pump in the funds that will begin to see the rise in these particular numbers. To make an example, we have a student who's studying, for instance, psychology as we speak. Now, you know, to do psychology, you do a BA psychology to your undergrad. You'd have NSFAS fund you for the first 3 years of your undergrad.
Yes.
When you want to do your honors and your masters, you cannot get funding because it's considered then a postgraduate study. But in order for you to practice as a psychologist, you require that master's in psychology. And now that specialization. Now, you have many students who, I mean, to us, it amounts to wasteful expenditure.
Yes, if you're going to pay for the undergrad, but not the postgrad.
But not the postgrad, and yet this is a requirement in order for you to practice that particular qualification.
Right.
So we're saying that commitments, practical commitments need to be made. We need to bring more stakeholders into the conversation. National Treasury, South African Reserve Bank need to equally come into this conversation around the historic debt. We cannot be leaving it to the doorsteps of the universities, whereby the department is saying, well, take this conversation to the university. The universities cannot deal with the historic debt in the system because ultimately it is a national conversation, which requires a national solution, which the department is not willing to engage on honestly at this particular point in time.
So, Thabo, let me ask you one last question. I'm in trouble because I'm already over time here. But if you say what you do, why are you protesting at the doors of the universities? Why aren't you, for example, taking this to the union buildings?
Oh, no, plans are in place. Remember, it's a national shutdown. So you build momentum up until you allow them to sort of lobbying and engagement process. We've engaged the minister. We have sent our demands to the minister. We gave him 7 days to say, Minister, can you please come and engage? Currently, seemingly, we're having an impasse. And I'm saying to the minister again, Minister, convene SRCs, convene this. We want to engage on these particular issues in an honest manner. Convene us over the now, tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, whatever. Convene SRCs, vice chancellors, Department of Higher Education, NASFAS, and let us bring a solution and an end to the particular impasse, failure of which we will begin to intensify and intensify. But we are saying we do not need to come to a situation where the entire higher education system is now in a state of pandemonium simply because we are failing to find each other on very practical things, which is the minister has political will, can at least adhere to a number of these particular issues, which will bring stability to the higher education. Some of these things are non-monetary, for instance. Give students their academic records. I mean, you can't tell us that we are failing to find each other on a question of academic records. I cannot study and be told and not know how I've progressed in the particular system and fail to find meaningful employment because it's held on to my academic record. You are not going to recover funds and hold on to my academic record.
Thabo, thank you very much. I think we need to have a longer conversation about this because it's a very complex issue indeed. Thabo Shingange, thank you for your time. He's a spokesperson at the South African Union of Students.